Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda is the Cardi Hill Rock Quarry. Bart, take it away.
Yeah, and if I could have the screen here. Good evening. My name is Bart Catching. I'm a planner with Community Planning for Clark County. I'm here tonight to present the staff report summary for the Cardi Hill Service Mining Overlay Annual Review Application, number OLR 2022-00014. This request involves a portion of one parcel, parcel number 254798000 in the northwest corner of the county. The total parcel size is 76 acres. The proposed area for the overlay is plus or minus 46 acres. The site is unaddressed. It's located just east of the intersection of Northwest Cardi Hill Road and Northwest 402nd Street in unincorporated Clark County, on the east side of I-5, southeast of Woodland. This map is obviously an aerial. The red dot is on the eastern portion of the site. Eastern portion of the parcel, which represents the site under consideration. The site is split zoned, and the dot shows the FR2 zoning on that portion of the site that they're requesting the surface mining overlay for. The parcel is comprised of the western portion, which is zoned R10, rural 10, and then the eastern portion, which is forest tier 2 under the comp plan, and FR40. And so the zoning is not proposed to be changed. This is a zoning overlay, so we use the same process as a map amendment or a zone change, but the underlying zoning would stay the same regardless. As I said, the FR40 portion of the site is approximately 46 acres of the 76 acre total site. This is another map to give you a different sense of the vicinity and the zoning. The blue outline is the entire property. As you can see, the light green color is the FR40 zoning, and the lighter brownish color is the R10 zoning, and then farther to the west is the R5 zoning out towards the freeway. The crosshatch down to the southeast of the site is a area of surface mining overlay that is already in place on a separate property under separate ownership. Just to back up a little bit and discuss why we're here and what we're doing under the GMA, fully planning counties, as Clark County is, are required to identify and designate to protect mineral resource lands. Clark County adopted an initial surface mining overlay map code and associated policies in 1994. In 2005, the Washington Department of Natural Resources, DNR, produced an updated aggregate resource inventory map. This over the graphic to the side here is a wide shot of that, and I can zoom into it later if anybody needs that. I have it on a separate slide. That inventory map more clearly identified bedrock and gravel resources all around the county, whether they be hypothetical or actually identified. The large darker brown area of bedrock resource was identified on the map here up just near and south of the subject parcel. The county then in between 2011 and 2014 went through a process to update the surface mining overlay, both the map and the code, and the updated map was adopted in 2014, which is what we are working off of. So surface mining overlay expansions are evaluated basically under the same process as general comprehensive plan amendments with their associated zone changes. That's through a type 4 legislative process. So staff organizes this analysis into five general criteria to go through those steps, and then there is one additional code section that applies to surface mining overlays, which we'll touch at the end. So starting, we call this just part A. It's not exactly how it's numbered in the code, but for the sake of organizing our documents, we call it Criterion A. This corresponds to Clark County Code 40560010F1. The proponent shall demonstrate that the proposed amendment is consistent with the applicable requirements of the GMA and the WAC, the County Comprehensive Plan, the County Code, and official population growth forecasts. The staff report, when analyzing the application, finds that the proposed action is consistent with the economic development, natural resource industries, and environment goals of statewide goals of the GMA. And further, the applicable WAC sections under 365-190-070, and in particular sub 2 of that section relating to mineral lands and comprehensive plan identification show that this site does meet those criteria, and this is explained in much more detail in the staff report. Again, these are more broad requirements and locational criteria that are supported for this particular site by the application. Therefore, staff finds that this first criterion A has been met. Criterion B, the proponent shall demonstrate that the designation is in conformance with the appropriate locational criteria identified in the plan, the purpose statement of the zoning district. And here we're kind of have the comprehensive plan update and the zoning code update running in tandem because they share the same standards basically. The expansion of the surface mining overlay here is consistent with surrounding land uses and in conformance with both the locational criterion in the comprehensive plan and the purpose of the zoning districts here, F40 and the surface mining overlay, in particular, the focus to identify and conserve resource lands for future use. The proposed site meets the locational criteria of the surface mine overlay due to the presence of the aggregate reserves that can provide the needed mineral resources for the county. The application shows that the site conforms to the criteria in state law and Clark County policies and code. Therefore, staff finds criterion B has been met. The next criterion that the MAF amendment or site is suitable for the proposed designation, and there is a lack of appropriately designated alternative sites within the vicinity. This is 4560010F3. The applicant submitted with their application a study that indicates the need for future supply of aggregate resources in the county is insufficient. And the existing SMO areas cannot provide the long-term mineral resource needs for the county. There are large active quarries in the county, but they're located well east of the subject property. The 2005 DNR map, as I mentioned before, shows an area of identified bedrock deposit immediately in the vicinity of the site. And although there are some other surface mining overlay designated sites in the vicinity, they're not developed and they can be distinguished from the subject site due to either they're already developed with large acreage home sites or they have much more environmental constraints or possibly access constraints than the subject site. So the site has demonstrated that it can meet the criteria in the plan and the county code, and therefore we find that criterion C has been met. Criterion D, the plan amendment either A, responds to a substantial change in conditions applicable to the area, B, better implements applicable comprehensive plan policies than the current map designation, or C, corrects an obvious mapping error. No one's arguing that there's a mapping error in this case. The primary focus here would be sub B, that the proposal better implements the applicable comprehensive plan policies than the current map designation. This position is supported by the analysis in the staff report in the earlier portions responding to the comprehensive plan and the state citing criteria for mineral lands. The application also makes some analysis along sub A in terms of the changing market conditions and the need for additional aggregate reserves to be conserved through applying the surface mining overlay to this site. Taking all those factors into account, staff finds that criterion D has also been met for this site. Criterion E, where applicable, the proponent shall demonstrate the full range of urban public service facilities. Facilities and services can be adequately provided in an efficient and timely manner to serve the proposed designation. Such services may include water, sewage, storm drainage, transportation, fire protection, schools. Adequacy of services applies only to the specific change site. So this is not an urban site, this is a rural site. That code language is written very broadly for all different kinds of map changes and associated zone changes. In this particular case, it's a very specific potential future use anticipated by the surface mining overlay. And so the full range of urban services are not necessarily needed. There is electrical service in this area that crosses the site to serve rural home sites to the east. The area is also in the Clark Cowlitz Rural Fire and Rescue District, and beyond that, the services would be typical rural services with sewage in through septic and water through wells, et cetera. In addition, regarding transportation, the applicant's transportation impact analysis and the county's subsequent transportation analysis find that the county system in the area is able to accommodate the proposed change. And if there's any further questions along those lines, then we can bring some different materials up to your attention. So in total, then, we find that criterion E has been met. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, surface mining overlays also have a separate subsection. We're calling this criterion F here in the code. It's 4560-010-O, and this is a three-part standards. The designation of additional areas with the surface mining overlay shall only occur if the designation criteria in the comprehensive plan has been met. That that portion is the whole point of the earlier part of the analysis in the staff report. Sub B, the quantity characteristics of the resource, including the size of the deposit, the depth of the overburden, the distance to market, and the cost of transport, and resource availability in the region suggests that mining is economically viable. On this aspect, the application supports this criteria, and including the transportation analysis provided by the applicant, as well as the report regarding mineral supply for the county. And then finally, at least 60% of the area within 1,000 feet of the proposed mineral resource land is characterized by parcels of 5 acres or larger. This is true for this site. So all of those taken together, the application and subsequent staff analysis demonstrate the proposal is consistent with the additional criteria for designating a surface mining overlay change, and staff finds that criterion F has been met. So in sum, the recommendation for this application is going through our criteria A through F, that yes, the request is consistent with GMA and countywide policies. B, conformance with the locational criteria is yes. C, site suitability and lack of appropriately designated alternative sites, yes. D, the amendment responds to a substantial change in conditions, better implements policy or corrects a mapping error, yes. E, the adequacy and or timeliness of public facilities and services to the site, yes. And then F, the additional criteria to apply a surface mining overlay change, yes. So in total, staff recommends approval of this request. The process would be starting tonight with the work session on the 1st, and then moving to the actual hearing on December 15th. Next would be followed by a county council work session to discuss the Planning Commission's recommendation. That would obviously be after the 1st of the year at some time. Then a county council hearing, and then the adopting ordinance for any actual approved annual review requests such as this could not happen until late July of 2023 at the earliest, because of the 1 year rule, and so that is when the ordinance would take effect. And with that, I am happy to answer any questions that the Planning Commission has.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. Bryant, let's start with you. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, good presentation, but I do have some questions. I know, as Bart has indicated, that the information is in the report, staff report, but if he can just kind of highlight in terms of the conclusion on B and C in terms of how this particular change will impact the surrounding land uses. You know, just highlight what you have in your staff report.
So just so that I answer your question in what you're intending to get at, when you say impact the surrounding uses, what do you mean by that?
So criterion B says that the expansion of surface mining overlay is consistent with the surrounding land uses and in conformance with locational criterion. So when you say it's consistent with the surrounding land uses, I know it looks like to the southeast, there's an existing surface mining overlay, but the other areas doesn't. I don't see the a similar designation.
True. There are limited surface mining overlay designations in the area, although the DNR map does show the verified presence of bedrock aggregate reserves nearby and presumably underlying the site. The zoning map, I'll go back to the zoning map. You can see that three sides of the site are bounded by other resource zoned FR40 parcels, and then the area immediately to the west of the site is R10, but that's owned by it's part of the same parcel. So there is I'm not sure exactly how to answer what you're saying, other than that it's a rural area with that is not highly developed, and there is a lot of resource zoning around the site. So it's compatible in that the GMA and then the comp plan implementing the GMA requires the county to identify mineral resources, and in this particular case, this is an owner initiated request, and so we can do it in a site specific way, and that's why we're here tonight.
Okay, Bart. So I'm just trying to figure out what other type of development is going on in that area, and if it's going to be impacted or consistent with what the this particular overlay.
Sure. That I understand. So if you can see to the east of the proposed overlay area, those are large acreage home sites that have been created many years ago, and there are seven residences over there. To the north is floodplain and farmland, not going to get developed in any level of intensity without a lot of environmental permitting. The floodplain kind of stops basically right at the north boundary of the property, because that's where the slope starts to kick up. To the south of the property, these large acreage parcels are in a common ownership, and they are farm fields, Christmas tree plantation, things of that nature. And then, as I said, the R10 zone owned by the applicant proponent is directly west of the site.
Excellent. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Steve, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, with that, Eldon, you have any questions?
Did these two areas get recently rezoned?
No.
Because I saw on one of the documents for the final pre-application conference final report dated December 16th, 2021. It says there is a request to amend the comprehensive plan and zoning maps to change the western 30 acres of the property from rural 10 and R10 zoning district to forest tier FR2 designation and FR40 zoning district.
Yes, the pre-application was a different request.
Okay.
And once that was analyzed,
so they came back with
by staff, we said that would not work, and so they came back with this request. So it wasn't a whole nother pre-application, so I understand how that could be a little bit confusing, but there was no rezone.
Okay, okay. So they've always been the zoning that it's currently at now?
For quite some time, okay. Yeah.
So another question, then, FR 40 zones, I thought that they couldn't be addressed individually for redesignation or anything. I thought FR 40 zones had to be addressed altogether.
I think what you're referring to is changing from another designation, such as rural residential or industrial, to a resource zone. And that is true that the state rules do not allow us to do that outside of the comprehensive plan process.
It allows to do it.
But this is not changing the resource designation of the site. This is a request to put a surface mining overlay on the existing resource zone. And so that is specifically allowed by state code.
And I think I remember reading in the report that this area is real steep, right?
Much of the site has extreme topography related to the rock outcrop that kind of runs through it.
So being developed for anything else would be pretty difficult then.
I don't want to speculate about what could or couldn't be developed in the future. I mean, my place here is to evaluate this, but that is certainly the applicant's position, is that the rock that's there they go so far as to say, yes, there is geohazard on the site. The geohazard is because there is cliffs of bedrock running through the site. That's why they want the overlay on the site.
Okay. No more questions.
Thank you.
Can I interject here, please?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is Chris Cook from the prosecuting attorney's office. Could I make a comment?
Go right ahead.
Okay. In response to your question about having to deal with forest land all at once, and I think Bart gave a good response to that, I'd just like to throw in a few more words, if I could. Agricultural and forest land their designations must be dealt with either to designate the land for those uses or to de-designate the land, which is a word that only someone in GMA would love, de-designate, to remove those designations. That must be done on an area-wide or county-wide basis. And as Bart mentioned, we don't generally do that in the annual review process because the annual reviews concern site-specific requests. However, a couple different things here. Whoa, my lights just went out. As Bart stated, this is not going to remove the forest designation. This is an overlay. So this will still be forest designated land with the additional overlay. So that need to deal with all the forest land in the county or in the area or the region does not exist here. Second, there is a statute, as Bart mentioned, that states that although other sorts of resource designations must be done area-wide or county-wide, and although in general surface mineral designations must be, that if there is an application from the property owner, it can be done on a site-by-site basis. And this is what we have before us, is an application from the property owner to impose the overlay. So it squarely meets the exception set forth in statute and can be considered as simply a site-specific request. And I hope that that answers any concerns that you might have about it. If it doesn't, please let me know.
No, I thank you. That was very helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Brian, do you have any questions?
I've got a few. Hey, Bart, can you help me out with, I'm not sure if you mentioned it or not, but the parcel that was to the southeast designated as ag overlay, is it being mined or has it ever been mined? And is it included in that report, that aggregate report, the DNR report?
The map, the DNR 2005 map, is not that specific as far as talking about the particular parcels. However, you can see it when you zoom in on it, and I could
if you
maybe
do that
without blowing things up here.
Okay.
I'd have to I'll stop sharing and pull up that map. But to the crux of your question, that 40-acre parcel does have the surface mining overlay on it. It is has a home on it, but it's a large parcel. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that when those updates happened several years ago, and there was the task force to look at it, and then the updates were recommended, that all went through a long public process, and not every site that could be designated was. And so some were based on owner requests and some weren't. And so this site is one that maybe could have at that time, but mm-hmm. but it wasn't added. And so now the owners, as Chris just alluded to, are going through a site specific request. I'm going to see if I can pull up a better zoomed in version of the DNR map here. And so this is just that upper corner of the county there. So the downside of this map is that it doesn't have the parcel numbers on it. But you can clearly see we're right in the same area. There's Hayes Road, there's Northeast 389th running east-west down to the south. And so the site we're talking about is just right in here. And then that other crosshatched site that you were referencing is just starting to butt down into the identified area. And this darker brown color on the map, I can scroll down to the key and you can see what the DNR explanation there in the key. This is the identified bedrock deposit. So it's not speculative, it's not hypothetical. It's the highest level of confirmed there. And when we did the site visit, and there's old quarries on the site. I mean, that's not part of the staff report because it wasn't relevant, but I mean, just for your background information. So
yeah, that's helpful. Are there other environmental constraints on this site?
As the applicant's narrative states, there is a non-fish-bearing stream mapped on the east portion of the site, so that would be in the overlay area, and that would certainly need to be evaluated under any actual permits for development in the future. And then, as I said, there's mapped floodplain out on the flats between where the topography flattens out towards the river. That's floodplain, and then some mapped wetlands out there in that farm field between Hayes Road and the site. But the site itself, other than the fact that it has topography and geohazard on it because of the rock formation that's there, is relatively free of constraints.
Could you go to an aerial shot of the site again that you could zoom in on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, satellite or county GIS maps are pretty very good too.
Let me see if I can get to that here. I had, just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, maps online. There we go. So I'll zoom in as best I can with what the resolution we have. So there's the site, and there's our high definition aerial. It's just wooded now. There, Northwest 402nd is a small private access road that runs kind of right where my cursor is going. I know it's hard to see on the projector screen, but online you can pretty well see it. Cuts through the site and accesses these home sites to the east.
Is that those homes only access to their property?
Yes.
Yeah. Through this property?
Through that property, an access and utility easement.
Wow. And so it's easier to see on this map where those wetlands are, but it's really difficult to see the steep slopes and topography there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's currently wooded with regrowth alder. I mean, it's just got trees. It's been logged in the past, but it's not, I wouldn't characterize it as heavily wooded. It's just by the aerial, it's a mostly alders and maple and vine maple on it.
Sure. Okay. On Craig, thanks for that. That's
yeah.
Really helpful to see it and to see how the road's there.
Yeah.
So transportation wise, I mean, if they were to mine, they would be using that same road.
No, that's, I mean, that's all not speculative isn't
yeah.
the word, but that's not part of this application, the actual any location of the road. And if you want to get into specifics about the transportation aspects, we can pull Gary into the conversation here, but on the most basic level, their plan is to have an internal haul road that comes out of the property as close to the northwest corner as possible to minimize internal disruption to 402nd.
Yeah. On criteria F that you talked about, there was 60% of the property that was within 1,000 feet of the site.
Right.
Had to be 5 acres, 5 acre home sites or less.
Right.
And what's the other 40% then?
Well, it's not even 40%, but there's a handful of smaller sites over here to the west that get grabbed in a 1,000-foot radius. Mm-hmm. But the vast bulk of the area around the site is these two large sites, these large acreage home sites to the east, and then these properties to the south, mostly in common ownership. And all of those are well over 5 acres. So it's not the percentage of properties, it's the area.
Within that 1,000 feet.
Within that 1,000
right.
feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's all I had, Bart.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. We asked a lot of the questions I had. So, I think this might have been asked, but I don't remember the answer. On the west side, I know we have rock quarries on the east side. Do we have anything on the west side at all? Is there any operating rock quarries on the west side?
In the west side of Clark County?
Yeah, west side of Clark County. Do we? I don't know.
Like west of I-5?
No, like. Well, I know it's all up above Battleground. We got up in there, but on the west side, closer to I-5, I guess you'd say. I don't think there is.
I don't want to get myself in trouble saying there's nothing. I would refer people back to that report that the applicant included with a list of the active quarries. That's probably going to be as accurate as anything I could tell you. And I'm not aware of any large-scale aggregate extraction in this region of the county. You'd have to get down by Daybreak and Louisville.
I didn't think there was, but I think it would be really good to have one on the west side. No, you answered all my questions. So you have another question? Okay, so we'll get back to you.
So Bart, have you had any of the neighbors inquire about this application? Is there opposition or support to it from the properties around the zoning overlay?
Well, the public notice process just started. So SEPA notice just went out officially a few days ago. The mailer went out to the 1,000-foot radius last week. We got things going a little early because of the Thanksgiving holiday, because we didn't want stuff to get too compressed beforehand. We've gotten a few phone calls. The only official comment in response to the SEPA was one of the tribal response letters that we often get. But the SEPA comment period is through the 13th, so there's plenty of time for folks to comment, and I'm sure there will be, and that's what we're here for.
Okay, that was a good
planning commission members, if I may.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to be looking at in the future, and I will do some consultation with our council to take a hard look at the radius where we are doing this surface mining overlay. Currently, our code says if you're in the rural area, we have to notify 5,000 is the square area that we have to notify. We are extending it 500, I'm sorry. And we are extending this to 1,000. I would like to look at our code, see whether it can be amended, because there is a section of our code that says 1 mile. If you're coming in with actual mining and going through conditional use permit and submitting your site plan, that requirement says 1 mile. I would like to consult with our council, say if they will be open to requiring us to be consistent with the 1 mile radius. In that case, you can get more property owners notified, because this is what I may call a foot into the door. If the property owner decide to mine the site, therefore, it makes sense to notify property owner in a large area, because they may be impacted by actual mining. blasting, whatever the case may be. So that is one of the things that we are going to be considering going forward. That may come before you because it will be a code change for consistency.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm glad to hear that, Oliver, because, you know, I live near Stordal, Corey. I hear it all the time, their operations, and I'm well over 1,000 feet from it. And so the farther you can expand that comment area, the better.
It's my hope that the council will agree because I've dealt with mining. Some of my staff have done so as well. When the actual blasting happens, people even 2 miles hears it, you know. So, and that's where some of our complaints come from. So if the council is agreeable, we will make our code to be within the 1 mile radius. So people, a lot more people are notified. It would.
Okay. Does anybody else, I'll just ask one more time, does anybody else have any questions? I'll just throw it out to the group. Does anybody else think of any other questions they want to ask before we get finished? Seeing no movement and hearing none, I guess we're all done. We'll call this meeting to a close. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.